So let's get to it. And I'll see you on the flip side. Here is Sister Rosina talking about some feet and some days. Let's bring her on. Thanks, Brother Carlos.
In heaven, and heaven is in you. Holy is your name. God wants you to know there's nothing to fear, no one to blame. You've been informed, captivity's over. In truth, we're free. Choose you this day what your mind will obey, and get this victory. Thank you. thank God, oh, thank God, I thank God, oh, thank God for another day.
Wow, I am electrified. I have been informed. Thank God through it all. Thank God through it all. I am so grateful to be with you all here on this wonderful, beautiful Sunday morning. It's a good getting up morning. Time to get up, meaning to raise my mind and my thoughts to the highest place. We have said often in the many years that I've been blessed to be with you that our purpose and our function and our intention is that any time you plug into our service, and back when we first began saying this, we were always live at the Sabud and then at Symphony Space. But now we are here on our screens. And what our intention is and what our greatest hope is that something will happen, that a change, a positive change, will occur for each and every one of us, that each and every one of us would have our vibration raised, that this would be a time of replenishment, and as the Daily Word says today, a time of refreshment. The Daily Word says that at any time, I can become refreshed by knowing that God is with me and that God is in me. And God is absolute good, expressing in and through and as my life. And so we used to put it like this, we being me and the spirit within me. If you crawled in here, we really intend that you will at least limp out. If you limped in here, our intention is that you at least walk out. If you walked in here, our intention is that you will skip out. If you skipped in, our intention is you will run out. If you ran in, our intention is that you will fly out. These words, crawl, limp, walk, I don't want you to think I'm talking about a physical condition, something to do with the body. I'm talking about our inner mental and emotional state. If in your own mental, emotional, inside space you were crawling, may you at least, through the music and through the word, be able to rise a little bit. If in your inner space of your mind, in your heart, your emotions, you came limping in here, may you be raised inside so that you're walking. I'm sure you know what I know, that there are many, many people who are unable to physically walk, who are in wheelchairs or even bound to their beds, who are flying inside in their mental and emotional state of being, because it's what's inside that counts, and that's where we truly live. You know, without a doubt, each and every one of us who is living out this brief dash called living life on planet Earth is visited by sorrow. It's a given. It occurs for each and every one of us beings called human. We are visited by disappointments, by sorrow. We are visited by tests. And we have said before, no test, no testimony. We are each and every one of us visited by the trials of life on planet Earth. And we have said before, no trial, no opportunity to triumph, to overcome. There's an old Pentecostal song that says, sometimes my soul looks back and wonders how I got over. I remember many, many years ago, maybe 40 years ago, I was watching a movie. I can't think of what it was. But there were two women speaking to one another at the kitchen table. One of them had gone through a period of great devastation and great loss and was questioning if she would ever be able to carry on. I don't know if you've ever been there, but because of my big mouth, I know you know. I have been there. Simply not knowing if I would be able to carry on. And so this woman says to her friend, I don't know how I am going to be able to go on. I just don't know. And her sister friend shared this. You're going to suck a deep breath in, and you're going to push it out. And then you're going to suck a deep breath in, and then you're going to push it out. Deep breath in, deep release out. Repeat, 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 repeat. I remembered that. And as I've shared with you, there was a time in my life where I was curled up for hours and hours, most of every day for a while, in a fetal position in my bed, crying, not knowing what happened or why it happened, but also not knowing how I would make it through to the other side. How would I make it through the weeping of the night? And would I ever experience the joy that cometh in the morning? And I remembered, all I can do right now is suck a deep breath in and push it out. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Yes, each and every one of us who is here living this dash that is our incarnation as spirit and flesh on a blue marble called planet Earth. Sorrow is a given. Times of grieving, also a given. Yet let us trust that joy will come in the morning. You know that's true for me because of my big mouth. How one day I got out of that bed, out of my fetal position, out of my crying, and have since then carried on rejoicing. Many years ago, I believe perhaps we may have still been in the Sabud as this ministry, I brought to you a testimony of a man that I admire very much, who went through a period of what I'm talking about this beautiful Sunday Sabbath morning. My brother's name, Reverend Dr. Robert Schuller. The name, if not now, certainly was then, known by many people all over the world. Reverend Dr. Schuller was a celebrated man of God, known for his unwavering faith and his unshakable belief in the power of the Almighty One. Reverend Dr. Schuller became world renowned because he built a temple to the Almighty One that was called the Crystal Cathedral. Huge, enormous, and made of glass. With technology being a big part of it, screens for everybody. Because in the Crystal Cathedral, you drove your car in and you experienced the service from your vehicle. Thousands of vehicles with however many people were packed inside of them, there to get the good word from the good man of unshakable belief in the power and the goodness and the glory of the Almighty One. He had written many books as well, and many of his sermons had been recorded. And he was such an inspiration for millions and millions of people around the world. Here in this moment I'm speaking about, he is on an airplane. And the airplane is packed with people who know who he is and are praising the Almighty One that they are in such close proximity to such a channel for the power of our God. He was having a different experience in his seat on that plane. Quite a different experience than his usual experience of being on platform, inspiring, encouraging, and uplifting the millions who had come to hear the good word pouring through him. He was on that plane, filled with a deeper sadness than he had ever experienced, and a deeper sorrow than he had ever been called upon to bear. He has a beautiful daughter whom he loves with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength. His little girl, as all of our children will always be, our little girls or our little boys or our little thems, regardless of how old they get. Reverend Dr. Schuller's daughter had always been an athlete, always athletic from the moment she was able to walk and run and somersault and do flips and swim and ski. He was on that plane because he was rushing to her hospital bedside. I'm not remembering right now the reason for what occurred, but for whatever reason it was, it had been necessary for the surgeons to remove one of Dr. Schuller's daughter's legs. Olympic dreams that she had held since she was a child. Olympic dreams that her family members had, and her friends and associates and coaches had held for her since she was a little child, was now in a hospital bed, having recently had her leg amputated. Dr. Schuller was not in an inspiring mood. He barely had enough strength to hold on. There he was in his seat. All he could do in that moment was to suck air in and push it out. repeat, repeat, repeat. As he watched the stewardesses walking up and down the aisles, offering drinks and food, offering a pillow, he watched them walking on two legs, doing their job. They each have two legs. My daughter now has only one. His own deep grief was multiplied by his imagination of the deep grief his daughter must be feeling also, and they each might be feeling for some time to come. Reverend Dr. Robert Schuller was in the dark night of the soul, trekking to the valley of the so-called shadow of death, in the weeping of the night. And he testifies that such grief began to come up from his gut into his chest, making its way to his throat. It needed releasing. It was a wailing question that was trying to come forth. Why, God? Why? Why did you allow such a thing to happen? Why? He knew it was coming. He became anxious and concerned because there he was in a plane filled with people who expected him always and forever to be the light of the world through thick and thin, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, through trial, tribulation, whatever. He knew that if this wail came out of his mouth, it would shock and disappoint and possibly be a stumbling block for those witnessing his condition in that moment. But he wasn't able to stop it. His mouth was opening. The sound of the W on the word why was making its way out, when suddenly, out of nowhere or everywhere, came the intervention of the Holy Spirit, the whole spirit of him, not just the piece of him that was in sorrow, not just the piece that was mourning, not just the piece that was questioning, but the Holy Spirit, the whole Spirit, translated what was coming out into new words. Instead of why, out came hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. And he began to quicken. And hope and life returned to him. And he began to remember what is true and true forever. The joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah, anyhow. I've used that. My mouth is open and I have said how rather than hallelujah. How can you allow this to happen? How could you have allowed this to happen? But I've caught myself. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Schuller. I've caught myself because I have witnessed what you did that day on that plane. And how could you? was translated by the whole spirit in me. Beyond my pain in the moment, beyond my grief in the moment, beyond my doubt, beyond my questioning, I have translated, how could you, into hallelujah anyhow. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I believe I'll run on to see what the end's gonna be. I believe I'll keep on putting one foot in front of another foot in front of another foot. I believe I will keep breathing one breath after another breath after another breath. Repeat, 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 repeat. The dark night of the soul. I have practiced and preached. Don't pitch a tent in the middle of the valley of the shadow of so-called death. Don't build a brick house there as though that's where you will reside. Don't put up a pup tent. Keep on marching. Or crawling, whatever you have to do. Do what it takes. And in those moments where all you can do is suck one breath in, push it out and repeat, that is quite enough. Thank you, God, for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Amen and hallelujah.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. All must pass through the dark night of the soul, yet keep putting one foot in front of another, in front of another, in front of another, until you walk again in the light. For this is sure to be. We lose, we gain, and change is all around us. The only constant, they say, is change. Doors closing, doors opening. Doors are closing, I am opening. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe, it's only change. Yes, weeping may endure for a night. This I know, this I know, this I know. Yet joy cometh in the morning. This I know as well. I believe I'll run on to see what the end's going to be. I believe I will keep breathing through it all, through it all. In the valley and on the mountain. In the darkness and in the light. in good times and in trying times, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, I believe I'll breathe on. Through it all, through it all, through it all. For I, God within you, will turn your mourning into joy, and I will comfort them and give them joy for their sorrow. This I know, this I know, this I know, for I have lived it, I have breathed it, I have walked through it all, the valley and the mountain, putting one foot in front of another foot, in front of another foot, marching on. Even through the so-called valley of the shadow of death, I believe I'll run on. I, God within me, comfort all who mourn, giving them the oil of gladness in place of their grieving. I believe I'll breathe on. I believe I'll breathe on.
Walk on.